Welcome to Fusion, a show for Relay FM members where I talk to hosts from various shows about a single topic. My name is Stephen Hackett, and this month I'm joined by a whole Airbnb kitchen full of hosts. We have Jason Snell.
Hello.
Federico Vitici.
Ciao.
And Mike Hurley.
Hello there.
It was really nice.
I felt like I needed to do something English, which accentuated my accent over everybody else's.
Well, did you though?
Chip, pip, pip. Cheerio, that's what I'm looking for.
Good. Chip Pip, that was it.
Cheerio.
Fake that's English
my,
guy.
This is my new members only catchphrase, Chip Pip, Cheerio.
It sounds like a cereal I don't want to eat.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Cheerios, I think yeah. That's where it came from. This is like subliminal messaging.
We are literally in a kitchen. So we are all in Chicago for the Release Notes Conference, where Federico is speaking and the rest of us are attending. We've done some live shows. It's been a busy week so far.
Very busy week.
Mm-hmm. Very busy week. Mm-hmm. We have the Mac Stories team watching us. Hey, guys.
Kind of creepy, but yeah, they are.
Waving silently. We promise they're actually here.
There's breaking news. All the good stories.
Yeah, taking names.
About Max.
Mm-hmm. All right. All the stories of Mac. Mm-hmm. So I thought this month, since we're recording and we're all heavily involved in tech, that usually comes with some actually literal baggage. So I had a situation coming through the airport where, you know, you get pulled aside because you have too many laptops or you have a suitcase full of microphones, normal people stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of wondering how you guys prep your tech for travel. What about you, Jason?
I try to not bring my MacBook, and I generally succeeded that now. So I'm traveling just with my iPad.
Like you're sort of animal.
You're shaking your head like
we had a situation the other night where we were both editing podcasts. You were on your iPad and I was on my MacBook Pro. And
Neither of us had headphones.
That was not great. We realized quickly that was a bad idea. But I felt super old all of a sudden.
Yeah. That's right. Take that, old man.
You also had an iBook with you. I mean, that adds to the age.
There is an iBook G3 here as well, yes. You don't want to edit on that. True. That would not be good.
So the iPad and some, you know, charging is always the thing. I've got that Anker charger that's got like 5 USB on it.
It's a lifesaver.
And I don't have 5 devices here, but I do have... It's on a long cord, and then I've got long lightning cables. So that means that no matter what the configuration is at the room that I'm staying in, I can get the cables to, you know, reach where I need them to go. So that's kind of key for me. And I didn't bring a battery case this time, but I have the Away carry-on, so I've got a battery in there, so that's helpful. No sponsorship. I'm just
this episode.
Yeah, that's right. Brought to you by my suitcase. But that's nice to know that I have a battery just in case of an emergency.
Is the suitcase full of cash? Because we'll take it.
Yeah, just a battery.
Just a battery.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about that, Apple has teased, I guess, the Air Power Mat. We're just going to skip right over how bad that name is. Do you see that taking the place of your Anker once you're on iPhones and Apple Watches and AirPod cases that can charge wirelessly?
No. Who wants to bring a big mat? I mean, I guess it would be better than many, many cables, but that's going to be a long time to get... all of my devices over. I guess if all my devices supported it and it wasn't too bulky, I might consider it, but that seems like a long way out to me.
What about you, Federico?
Well, so of course I don't bring a MacBook.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't think that's a surprise. Breaking some news here on Fusion. That is not a surprise. I got my new Logi keyboard. Mm-hmm. And I travel with that. I didn't bring the smart keyboard. I brought the smart cover, but it's in my case, so I didn't really use it. I have the same Anker charger with the 5 USB ports, but I also brought the new Anker battery that's got USB-C power delivery built in. So that's been useful to charge my Nintendo Switch, and that basically it's nothing else.
For Googleability, I think it's called the PowerCore 26800 Plus.
Yes.
Okay.
Because people are going to ask.
Good name.
People are going to ask.
There was an article on Gizmodo about the fact that this battery can charge a Nintendo Switch as you're playing, which is pretty cool.
Yep, that's cool. We'll find links for the show notes.
It also charges a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, which I don't have.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the main reasons it charges.
Well, I think it also fast charges the iPad Pro if you have a USB-C to Lightning cable. So that has been convenient.
The other
battery that I have, it's an Apple Watch battery. It's got like an Apple Watch, like the little magnetic charger.
Is it a Mophie?
No, it's not a Mophie. It's a Belkin, maybe?
Belkin, yeah. It's like it's a regular one that you can plug a USB into, but it also has the induction charger on
it. Yeah, it's got the induction charger on top. And just this morning, we were at the table at Release Notes, and I was charging my watch because I'm terrible at charging my watch. So that's about it. I mean, iPad, iPhone, batteries, and Nintendo Switch. That's what I brought.
I brought a MacBook Pro. I wished I didn't do it. I don't know why I did it. Well, I know why I did it, but I didn't need to do it. I'm going to stop doing it. This is my last trip where I'm going to do it.
Why did you do it?
Emergencies. Right? Like, because we were recording a bunch of shows.
I mean, it was like a hedge against something bad happening.
Steven's MacBook Pro is literally falling to pieces on the way here. But I think I'm just going to stop doing it now.
Because if we travel together, I'm going to have one. And we really only need one for editing.
And I figure if there is an emergency, we can also handle it some other way.
I figured there were people here who have Macs.
Exactly, right? So so I brought it for that, but I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to only bring the MacBook Pro from now on when Steven isn't here.
Yeah, or if you need to edit on the plane or something, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Which I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I take the time to do it beforehand. Like, I plan my travel. I plan travel better now, like a month in advance, like, I have a little Google Sheet template that I pull out, and I look at all my shows over the travel period and plan out what I need to do, because editing on a plane sucks.
I love editing podcasts on planes.
I understand why, but I just don't. When I'm on a plane, I don't want to work anymore.
I get it.
Yeah.
So I like to just relax or whatever. Because, you know.
Did you bring a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was plane all the way here. Well, like, yeah. I was working. I was trying to get some work done. And
I wasn't bothering you.
I was jealous. That's the problem. Like, you were playing Stardew Valley.
Waving the Joy-Cons around in the aisles.
I was writing about icons on my home screen, which was super fun. Not sarcastic.
I couldn't tell if that was sarcastic.
It was great.
It was fun. But this guy was playing Stardew Valley, and I was like, kind of want to play too.
Whole time. At least I didn't watch movies over anybody's shoulder this time. I did for a little bit. I got sucked in just a little bit.
Yeah, you were trying to do what you did last time. You watch a movie over someone else's shoulder. And you kind of enjoyed it?
That's weird.
When we were coming back from San Jose, I watched The Founder, the McDonald's movie.
Yeah, Ray Kroc.
I accidentally started watching it and then watched the entire 2-hour movie.
Between two seats, they're watching it over
somebody's shoulder in complete silence. I watched the entire movie.
So you have no idea what actually happened.
Well, I think I do. I can now never watch that movie, because I'd watch that movie in like 5 years' time and be like, that's not what happened.
Because you have a mental model of what
it was. I don't know why I did it. It's one of the weirdest things I ever did. But anyway, my traveling, I keep a backpack now, which just has all the stuff in it. So all my chargers, I have the same Anker 5-port charger thing that everybody else has. I got that from you. I don't know if, Steven, you were patient zero for that or not. But so I started with that, and I keep this bag. It has all the cases in it that I need, all the cables in it that I need. And then I just add my devices to it, right? Mm-hmm. So a Nintendo Switch, like, I even have a carry case for the Nintendo Switch in there constantly. So it's Nintendo Switch gets added, MacBook Pro if I need it gets added, iPad gets added, and then I'm ready to go. Everything else just stays in there.
Yeah, I tend to travel. I mean, I bring all the gear, so I'm going to set that aside. I'll have a link in the show notes to a blog post I wrote about what we use to charge on the road, or what we use to record on the road. Because I think that some people may be interested in that. But
yeah, your carry-on has become a lot more important than everybody else's over the last couple of years.
Yeah, because it's got the microphones and the recorder and the cables and everything else.
Well, I love that your setup. One of the things I told my wife on the way here was that I was very happy not to pack my usual recording setup. And your recording setup is literally the same one that I have.
Yeah.
It's the Zoom H6 recorder and the Shure Beta 58A microphones. So it's exactly what I've got, which is it's a great little setup. I was thinking the other day that I used to really dread recording audio live because it was so
finicky.
It was finicky, like, and it wouldn't sound very good. Yeah. It would be really noisy and all that.
It's gotten a lot better.
And with this stuff, I feel pretty confident that it actually ends up
professional
sounding
podcasters.
Good. It's amazing.
Expertise and good equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After many years of screwing everything up.
This is all true, but also recording equipment and microphones are way cheaper than they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
When we all got started doing podcasting, to do like remote recording It would have cost a fortune, or you buy really bad stuff and it sounds terrible.
Get that,
and it's not like that
$12 microphone on Amazon. What is that one?
I have a couple of those.
I know, we recorded clockwise with them once.
Yeah, well, they're knockoffs. They actually sound the same basically as the Shure's.
But the
do.
Handle's made of cardboard. No,
that may be true.
Yeah, so I bring the 13-inch MacBook Pro, or on this trip, you know, the 97% of that laptop that's still attached to itself.
Mm-hmm.
10.5-inch iPad Pro, and I used to not do this, but over the last several years, I'm trying to treat air travel like you do, Mike, where, you know, I'll edit if I need to, but trying to spend that time on the plane doing something else. So I bring a Kindle, and I, you know, it's in my bag. Mm. I haven't read any while I'm here, but, you know, I can read on a flight pretty comfortably with the Kindle. I've got the Oasis, and it's Jason's ruffling through his bag to find his.
Yeah, I got mine right here.
Yeah, and it's great because it weighs basically nothing. It's super small, and I, you know, I have, you know, a couple hours or several hours depending on where I'm going, where I can plow through a book or two. And I find that time to be well spent that way.
Jason just started reading.
Yeah,
I'm just going to read a book.
He's done recording.
Oh, this is amazing. Federico just starts touching the screen. He's like scrolling around. Nothing's happening. You're unhappy with the responsiveness of the Kindle's UI,
I think.
It's
Kindle.
Yep. I am. Very unhappy.
What do you think about the multitasking model on the Kindle Oasis?
There's no app switcher here.
At least I have drag and drop.
I don't think it works. Why can't I see the words on, like...
Oh, yeah, because that's e-ink. This is a good podcasting. That's e-ink refresh. You can set
the
refresh setting.
So he can see the words of the previous
text. Yeah, that's
why
you don't want to have a big block of...
The ghosting.
Yeah.
He's looking at it as if it landed from space.
Yeah.
This is fascinating.
This is very interesting to watch, the listener.
Like you can see, like, the words are kind of, like, staying on screen for a second when you swipe.
Yeah, it's like image retention type stuff.
There's a setting to change it, but then it blinks every time you change a page, which is less... You set it, and then it blinks every fifth page or something like that to wipe it clear.
So
it's really light.
Physical buttons also change the page.
Yeah, that's true. The buttons change the page.
You can import your Instagram queue from...
Instapaper.
Yeah, Instapaper automatically emails...
To bring Instagram in.
Whenever there are new stories.
How much does this cost?
Oh, I don't know. What's the new one? The new one's like...
$249 maybe?
$249, yeah.
The new one's waterproof, but thicker... And heavier.
And bigger screen.
But waterproof.
So I don't want the new one.
You do if you want to read in the bathtub with me and Jason.
I don't.
Let me rephrase that.
Come on in. Water's fine.
It's a big bathtub in the Airbnb.
I was in trouble halfway through that sentence.
Hey, I saw what you just did. You just like...
Oh, you can select words.
There you go. Oh, this is wonderful. This is amazing.
This is like a science experiment.
It is.
This is the first time in my life I'm using a Kindle. Like, it's actually quite nice. The words on screen look nice.
Yeah, the e-ink is great for reading long term. I'm really sorry.
We've lost control of this.
This is
a bit too small, though. Like,
yeah, the new one's bigger.
It's bigger.
Yeah, so 6 to 7 inch screen.
Yeah,
it's kind of iPad mini size.
Yeah, I kind of want it. You know, looks pretty nice. I mean, when you scroll the pages, it doesn't look nice.
The best part is this thing he's reading right now, or he's looking at. It's a story about baseball, so he doesn't understand.
He's not actually reading what's going on there.
Use
the buttons.
World Series. I know that name.
The buttons are better than
Cubs,
swiping.
I know that name. Yeah. I mean, it looks nice. If you press the buttons, what happens? Oh, you just move pages?
Jason's never going to find his place in this book again.
Where's the home button here? Like, how do you get back?
No home button. You got to tap at the top of the screen to bring up the menu.
It's not working.
Okay.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, this is one of those, like,
I see,
as usual, whenever you try and demonstrate technology to somebody, it never works.
Yeah.
So to try to rein this back in.
This is the best episode of Fusion ever.
Not view notifications.
It is a episode of Fusion.
Is this what you pay for?
So, Mike, I know in the past when you've traveled here, we've had to run to a T-Mobile store and get you a SIM card or put money on your plan. How is that? That's changed over the last year or so, right? What are you doing now?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. So there are a bunch of European Union regulations about roaming that came into effect recently. So if you're in the European Union, which I still am, you roam as if your plan is exactly the same, doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
So when this started to happen, a lot of networks worked even harder than they were to try and find a way to make it a worldwide thing. So a lot of networks in the UK now, they offer some kind of plan, which isn't crazy expensive like they used to be. So my I have a pretty good plan. I have pretty good data with the network EE that I'm on, and I pay the same amount as I would whether I'm at home or away, and I get to use my data calls and texts as if nothing's different, and I get LTE. Because I mean, some of these before they would only give you 3G or whatever. Right. But it seems like that a lot of networks, from a marketing perspective, tried to make it look like the EU regulations were something they were doing to thank their customers.
Right? Look what we're doing for you because the government told us to.
So they also seem to change a lot about what the networks offer. So I don't do it anymore because it was always really kind of frustrating. I had to bring a second phone in case anyone was trying to reach me on my English number, even though...
You used to bring like your Pixel or your Nexus or whatever.
Yeah, and then I lost my wallet, so I lost the SIM card. And then I started looking at other options and then found out about these.
And everything works. I guess iCloud and iMessage stuff is ambivalent to that. Yeah. Right?
It is my phone number, right? Like if I called you right now, my English phone number's there.
Yeah.
It seems to do a bit of a number on battery life. My battery life has been not so great the past week, and I don't know whether that's conference related in general, but it feels a little bit worse than that, I think, because I'm constantly roaming.
Yeah.
Where I used to just be connected to the local T-Mobile network on my T-Mobile SIM.
Yeah. I definitely tend to use a lot of data in these trips, right? I mean, here we've got good Wi-Fi, but if you end up tethering or something. So one thing I've tried to balance that with is using my iPad on LTE. I've got a big bucket of data there that I usually never hit. And so trying to balance it out is...
Yeah, so I have an Apple SIM on my iPad. Yeah. So I just buy a pass wherever I am.
Oh, nice.
And T-Mobile is some crazy thing right now. It's like 5 gigabytes for 150 days for $10. So that will... I've got 2 more US trips this year, and I'm set now. That data will keep me going for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Federico, do you do LTE on your iPad when you travel?
Yeah. I have a plan that's like 4 gigs for... €25
That's a local plan that's worldwide, huh?
Or that's my Italian carrier plan.
But you can use that data as normal here when you're in the US, so you need to get a different plan.
No, basically I buy the plan in Italy, and as soon as I land in the UK or in the US, the plan becomes active.
Oh,
and
so it's a worldwide thing. That's pretty sweet. It's a worldwide plan.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
I mean, it's not. It's better on my iPhone, where like for the same amount of money, I get 10 gigabytes.
Sure.
And like 500 SMS and phone call minutes, but
as we know, you know, the bigger the device, the less data that you can have, right? It's more expensive for bigger devices. Really, that's how it works.
The bits are bigger.
I don't understand that, but yeah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It used to be worse. It used to be like €20, you get 1 gigabyte. So,
oh gosh, which you can burn through downloading a bunch of podcasts accidentally.
Basically, yeah.
So, well, cool. I know these events are always fun. I know we got to get back to it. I guess to kind of wrap this up, thinking about the stuff that we bring and thinking about the sort of work that we do, how do our workflows change when we're on the road? So I know for me, we're doing a lot of editing. The editing is very different live, but I'm kind of doing the same sort of tasks here versus at home. Federico, I know you and Jason both and I, we've all been doing some writing this week. Mm-hmm. Does that stuff tend to get pushed off until you get back? Yeah. Or you try to work as hard here and as...
Well, whether it's like WWDC or this week at the conference, we're always so busy like meeting people and going to different places that I don't have the quiet time that I need to get some writing done. I was barely able to just go back to my room and rehearse the presentation. So usually when I'm not at home, all things tend to get like delayed to the next week. Yeah. Or maybe I get in touch with John and I get some help from John.
Sitting quietly behind you. Got a weird look on his face.
Yeah.
What about you, Jason? You publish and host podcasts all the time. Does stuff you just work around the schedule or?
Yeah. I mean, some of it is like what Mike said earlier, that it's planning things in advance and doing the week before I go to a conference and editing podcasts that are going to be, it's been kind of nice. I've had like 2 or 3 podcasts that have rolled out since we've been here that I set to published last week and they've just kind of rolled out. It's Tuesday as we record this, so I'm going to post Free Agents today, but it's already in the Relay CMS. I just have to push the buttons, which I'll probably do when we're done. So there's that part of it. In terms of writing, what Federico said is right on. There is not a lot of time to do it, and so I'm definitely less productive. If there is something I need to do, like I've got a deadline, I will try to find a little bit of time and go somewhere or put in headphones or do something like that and get some writing done. I definitely brought a keyboard for my iPad so that I can do some heavy-duty writing time if I need to, but it's definitely a lot less because we're doing all these other things. And maybe I'll reclaim some of that time on the plane if I want to, if I have work I need to do, or maybe I will, you know, use it to watch a movie or something if I don't. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for joining me. You can find Jason, Federico, and Mike on a whole bunch of shows. There's too many to list, but you know where
all
they
the
are.
All the great ones.
All the great ones.
All the great
There are great ones that we're not on. I don't want to be dividing.
They're all great.
They're all great.
They're all great, yeah.
So thank you, dear member, for checking out Fusion. If you are not a Relay FM member and you're hearing my voice right now,
what's wrong with you?
We still love you, but you should learn more at relay.fm/membership.
I say, what's wrong with you?
I'm trying to be nice.
I know, but I'm
guilt. Wondering. Why don't you like us enough to give us money for a membership? Why? Guilt. Guilt.
You good? You good now?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay. So until next month, adios.